This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, DMV? You know who it is. Youngest in charge movement. Linnell Willingham here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan. And always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. Ride with me as I take you up to 7:30 here on this abbreviated Monday night edition of Overtime. We'll get you geared up for Bills and Jets, a hotly contested AFC East matchup coming up on Monday Night Football. You can catch all the Monday Night Football action all year long right here on 106.7 The Fan via our partners at Westwood One. Plenty of storylines for New York. First game post-Robert Saleh. There's video of Aaron Rodgers walking in. A-Rod's wearing a suit. I don't know if the suit means extra ayahuasca, but A-Rod is wearing a suit into the stadium tonight. We will see whether or not the Jets, a team that you all know if you listen to me regularly, I was pretty high on entering the season, but for whatever reason, they can't run the football to save their lives. Second worst rush offense in the NFL, despite boasting Breece Hall and Braylon Allen. I'll give you my best bets for Monday Night Football coming up before we get out of here. But I obviously got to start with the burgundy and gold. Washington yesterday, valiant effort on the road against the Baltimore Ravens, losing by a score of 30-23. If you've been listening to The Fan all day long, not only did they lose on the field Sunday, they lost organizationally as well. John Allen, it was confirmed today by head coach Dan Quinn, John Allen going to miss the remainder of the regular season with a torn pec. So obviously Washington going to have to call on some reinforcements in the interior of this defensive front. Let's keep it a bean. Let's keep it 1,000, as I like to say. It's not like John Allen was playing that great anyway. And I know some of you are going to say, well, darn, Linnell, it's 30-plus snaps a game you got to replace. How do you do that? Well, I'll tell you. We need to see more of Johnny Newton and more of Phi Mathis, as Grant Paulson likes to say. I know you all get annoyed that he goes by Phil Mathis and there's no L in his name, but bear with me here. The interior depth guys for Washington, F.A. Obada, who returned yesterday, Johnny Newton, Phil Mathis, those guys are going to have to step up. And more importantly, Daron Payne is going to have to step up. So we'll ask the question a little bit later on here. Has John Allen played his final snap as a member of the Washington Commanders? We'll hit the phones on that hard at 1-800-636-1067. Want to get into a breakdown, though, of what happened yesterday, because my major takeaway, and I talked about it all last week, it was, to me, going into yesterday was similar to what it was going into Monday Night Football. You had an amazing opportunity, if you're Washington, to set the narrative, right? To set the perception for the rest of the season here in the NFL. How would opposing teams view you? Because if you went to Baltimore and got your ass whipped and weren't competitive, you know what the narrative would be? Oh, Washington's 4-2, but they haven't beaten anybody. Well, you go out there and you go blow for blow with for my money, the second best team in the NFL right now behind Kansas City. You go blow for blow with that group, and now people are talking about you as a legitimate contender in the NFC. And if you got to watch some of the other games yesterday, Philadelphia coming off of the bye, Dallas going on the bye this week, they need to take a two-week bye. They got the belt put to their ass yesterday by Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions. But after Sunday, based off of the way Washington played and based off of the way the rest of the teams in the division fared, I think you got to make a legitimate argument that they should be the front runners to win the NFC East, meaning we could be hosting the playoff game this year. That is what gets me excited. But more importantly, coming out of Sunday, to me, this is the most important thing coming out of Sunday. Jaden Daniels, JD5, whatever you want to call him, I saw a PFT commenter who, you know, is known for saying a lot of stupid crap. I don't know how much I really respect his football opinion, if we're being real. PFT commenter with the hashtag of the year. Have you seen this hashtag? Hashtag Jesus. Like Jesus, but Jesus. PFT, I don't know how many bongs you ripped before you came up with that, but I could dig that. Jaden Daniels was absolutely electric on Sunday, 24-35, 265 yards through the air, a career high passing the football, and he found Scary Terry for two touchdowns as well. First of all, is anyone surprised that in the month of October, Terry McLaurin turns into a superhuman? He is Scary Terry, by the way. He was awesome. The rapport between those two getting better each and every week. The big missing piece for Washington yesterday offensively, not having Brian Robinson. And I thought the impact of that was felt right away. Yesterday, Washington had 6 third downs of 7 or more yards. They converted just one of those. So while everyone's going to look at the 4-for-12 numbers on third down, I go back and look at Brian Robinson and him not being available and say, man, you missed those dirty 3 or 4 yards that he gets you on first and second down because you lived in third and manageable all year long this year so far to this point. That's why you have been the number one third down offense in the National Football League. It was clear and evident not having B-Rob hurt them in that category. It just did. It just did. Now, fortunately, right, Washington was able to get back into this game because of the right arm of Jaden Daniels. He was special. He continues to be special. But looking at it, after watching the TV copy over last night, and I'll go back home tonight and grind the tape even more. I mean, after looking at it, man, it just felt like to me, 18 rushing attempts for Washington. That's a season low, by the way. It felt like to me, and I know it's easy to do, what do they call this, Monday morning offensive coordinator, right? It's easy for me to second guess the play calling after the fact by Cliff Kingsbury, but let's keep it real here. Washington is the number one offense, or was the number one offense going into yesterday's contest because of their balance, right? I know Jaden Daniels has been special, but his life has been made a hell of a lot easier because of the other guys on offense. Specifically that running game, taking some of the pressure off of him. Not having that yesterday, I was curious to see how Jaden Daniels would fare and would this offense be able to put together some drives here. And I'll be real with you. They handled themselves like a G. I understand you only scored 23 points. I understand you were 4-12 on third down. But Cliff Kingsbury, I have my criticisms of him, right? For not sticking with the run game long enough. But excuse my expression here. He emptied the clip offensively. We saw a flea flicker screen. We saw, you know, RPO stuff that we hadn't seen yet this year. I keep telling you all, man, put it on a t-shirt. Put it on your bumper sticker. Make it your damn license plate. Exotic Smash Mouth football. It was on full display yesterday. In bursts is the best way that I can put it. But I ultimately feel like they didn't stick with the rushing attack long enough. And I understand it's difficult to run in the middle of that Ravens defense, running right at, you know, Nnamdi Matabuke. I almost called him Justin Matabuke, but he changed his name. Almost, you know, it's a tall task to try to run in the teeth of that defense down in and down out. But to me, that shouldn't have been the plan. Going up against Ojabo in Owe, defensive ends, edges, that are a little bit light in the britches.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I thought Washington will make a concerted effort to try and get the football on the perimeter in the running game. They didn't do that. They simply didn't do that. Now, obviously, they ended up being fine, I guess, offensively. Specifically, you know, toward the end of the half and then that second half, I thought they did a really nice job, you know, moving the football and picking up first downs. But ultimately, for Washington, man, their lack of success on first and second down absolutely killed them in this football game. I mean, you can't really argue about it. It was tough to watch, man. Doing the in-game show, Burgundy and Gold Game Day Live, like we do each and every week, myself and Denton Day, it was tough, man. Vibes were high in studio. Winners of 4 straight. It was like death by 1,000 paper cuts yesterday. It was. And the one thing that I took pretty personally and went to social media about, first of all, as fans, I got to calm the hell down. What is wrong with some of y'all out there on social media? And I'm not going to read your handles to give you the satisfaction that you're looking for, because I know that's what you all want. But some of the commentary surrounding the players, I saw a dude yesterday tell Benjamin St. Juice, "I got something for you after the game." What the hell do you have for Benjamin St. Juice after the game? He's 6'2", 200 damn pounds, and would whoop your ass. So all this tough Tony talk when guys play bad, we got to cut that out as a fan base. But getting into the nitty-gritty of this stuff, looking at what Washington did defensively, the game plan in the first half was very clear. They were selling out to stop the run. 7, 8, 9-man boxes at a time to sell out and stop Derrick Henry. And I'll be honest, they did a relatively good job in that first half shutting down Derrick Henry. There were not big, massive, explosive chunk runs. But in return, right, your corners were on an island, right? It was Benjamin St. Juice versus Zay Flowers a lot of the time with the entire middle of the field wide open. And let me give you all a little bit of football X's and O's one-on-one. Based on the defense they were playing, Washington's corners are playing with outside leverage. Meaning what? Meaning what? That the middle of the field, they're giving up. I mean, that is just what it was yesterday. That is what it was. That's why they were having so much success on these crossing routes. Not because Benjamin St. Juice is trash, right? I'll be real and honest and transparent. He's not a number one corner in the National Football League. He simply is not. But to try and act as if he's unplayable is a joke. It just is. He's got to get better. They've got to do better with the technique. But all in all, I think the game plan really put these defensive backs in a compromising position all afternoon long. I don't know if you want to blame Joe Witt for that. I don't know who you can blame. It's one of those scenarios to me, though, where it's like, man, you got to dap up the other opponent and say, good game, GG's, as they say in the CGI Madden League, which I have a terrible record in. Commissioned by Roger Goodell, a.k.a. Darius Dameron, the producer of Grant Danny. But no, seriously, like, I think you got to shake Baltimore's hand based off of what happened yesterday. There's some stuff that the Ravens do offensively where you just got to say, man, if that's any other team, our guys are stopping it. They have the human cheat code in Patrick Ricard. 42 is like a damn extra offensive lineman out there, and he can move. You know how difficult it is to try to set an edge with Patrick Ricard coming at you 1,000 miles an hour? It's tough. It's tough. I thought Washington handled the run game well in that first half, but like you see it week in, week out against teams that can run the football, eventually it wears on you in the second half. Also thought the game plan in the second half changed for Washington. Joe Witt said, hey, look, we're tired of seeing our corners get burnt. We're tired of leaving our guys out on an island. Let's take a guy out of the box. Let's go back to some of our two high looks. And then guess what? Derrick Henry ran roughshod. First drive of the second half for Baltimore. First play, 7-yard run. I mean, they were using and abusing Washington. They just were. They just were. So I chalk it up to Baltimore just being better, right, on that Sunday. But if Washington and Baltimore played 10 times, how many times do you think the Ravens win? I think these two teams are a lot closer stylistically, right, and even from a talent perspective, than maybe we give it credit for. I was thoroughly impressed by how Washington played yesterday. Yeah, there are clear holes defensively. I get that. But the tackling was pretty darn good. And I just thought for a third consecutive week defensively, you saw them live up to the moniker of arriving violently, guys pursuing the football. But I give it to you, man. In the second half, they look gassed. And that is what happens when you go up against Derrick Henry and company. That's just the reality of the situation. But all in all, man, I left yesterday's contest thinking, man, Washington, they may not be going to the Super Bowl. They may not even go to the NFC Championship game. But I think you got to feel like with JD5 under center, the Commanders have a shot to beat anyone in the National Football League. Because that kid is legit. He's the real deal. And I know some of you all out there, you know, suffering from SLS, scorn lover syndrome, you can't believe the fact that Jaden Daniels is this damn good. That's why you got to pay attention every Monday, 5 o'clock. Coach Jay Gruden joins the boys, Grant and Danny, giving you a breakdown. He watches the film. He watches the tape on Jaden Daniels. And listening to Jay talk about this dude gives me even more confidence because Jay may not know how to discipline dudes, right? Jay may not know how to stop his star wide receiver from twisting his nipples, but Jay knows about finding a guy at the quarterback position. And I think hearing him and other folks talk about Jaden Daniels is great. Getting to watch it last night, though, and it was only the TV copy, right? Granted, it's special stuff. It is rare that you see a young quarterback manipulate defenses with his eyes and body movement the way that Jaden Daniels does. There are numerous throws yesterday where Jaden Daniels is using a pump fake, where Jaden Daniels is using his head to make a defender vacate an area, right? And then go back and whip the football right there. It's special stuff that we are seeing out of this young man at the quarterback position. And I think, look, you lost, right? You're 4-2. You got Carolina coming to town. Don't fall victim of the trap game. Yeah, it stings to lose. It's been a month since we've had this feeling. But damn, is this group good, especially on the offensive side of the football. You lost by 7 points. And it's not one of those, like, fluky 7-point losses where you clearly were 2-3 possessions behind, right? Washington was in this game. They showed tremendous adversity. Being down 2 possessions, but continuing to fight. I was super impressed by it, man. It's a good group. Let's just see if they can continue to build that confidence week in, week out. It's always, always good to teach your team valuable lessons after a loss. 1-800-636-1067, the number on the MGM National Harbor Lester Lodge. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, top of the 7 o'clock hour, we'll answer the question I just asked. Has Jonathan Allen played his final game as a member of the Washington Commanders? We'll dive into that next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.